Alrighty, how is everyone doing today? My name is Ali Salema. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to Empathy Always Wins. It is honestly an honor and a pleasure to connect with you every week. Today's episode, I am extremely excited for because, you know, there are three things that we discuss on this podcast. Self-care, youth leadership, and entrepreneurship. And today's topic falls under self-care. How can I set boundaries for myself? Seven ways that you can do so in a manner that if you have any problems setting boundaries, this is it for you. If you are a student, young entrepreneur, a fresh graduate, I am extremely elated to have you listen to this episode. And in 10 minutes, I know we sort of will get through seven steps, but those are quick tips, guys. Those take a lot of effort to practice day in and day out. So that being said, I am super excited to just hop into this episode with you on yet another show, on another episode of Empathy Always Wins. So, number one thing, you know, when we are, you know, having problems building boundaries, the first thing I say is, guys, we have to get clear on what our priorities are. Because if we don't know what our priorities are, then we won't know what we are willing to spend our time and energy on versus, avoiding something that's going to get in the way. So when we sort of build a priorities list, like non-negotiable things that if someone hits us up or sends us a message, we're not answering that person or that thing unless it's urgent, because what we're doing, we cannot afford to lose focus. Guys, we live in a distracted world where everyone is just distracted doing something or another, and focused attention is incredibly hard. So number one with setting boundaries is getting crystal clear. Holy crap, that was a tongue twister there. Getting crystal clear on your top priorities. Now, the second thing that we want to talk about is after getting crystal clear on our priorities, the next step comes around communication. Communicate what you will and will not tolerate. Now, there's something that's been happening in my life recently, and I just want to share this example with you. There are a bunch of people that, as things get, develop in your life, let's put it that way, as you get bigger as a person, as you develop, there are certain people that just message you, and then they just get pissed off when you just don't reply back, or they just get so winded up by just things that don't make any sense or don't deserve this magnitude of, like, emotions, like, oh my god, it's okay, just calm down. There's no need to sort of take that extreme emotion. So what you will tolerate and what you will not tolerate is very key. For me, if anyone is offended by anything that I am doing for my personal growth, even if it might, you know, come off a little bit too selfish, I'm at a point where I expect the people who genuinely really love me unconditionally to understand and empathize that this is a critical time in my life. And the same thing goes for you listening to me right now. Like, we are all going to have some things that we are striving for, right? Like, everyone has the right, the human right to dream. If people are going to get in the way, whether that be your mother, your significant other, your brother, your friend, then you need to communicate what you will tolerate and what you will not tolerate. You have to know how to let them know what they're doing is unacceptable or acceptable. And if you never tell them, you can never hold anything against them. Sometimes you need to be the person that speaks up when people are behaving in a way that is inappropriate or interferes with your peace or your ambitions. If that doesn't feel right to you, then you should make every effort to avoid being in that situation. It's as simple as saying, by the way, I just want to let you know in the most sincerest way, I care about you so much, but I do not appreciate when you do X, Y, Z. That is a very clear way to communicate what you will and will not tolerate. Now, the third thing, guys, is in setting boundaries is listen to your gut. You know, I will say this over and over again, but your gut is usually right. Sometimes you just don't know why you're setting this boundary, but you know the difference between excitement and fear or dread. Use your instinct to make that decision where you're not certain or when you're not certain. So yeah, if you feel like you don't ever want to hurt someone's feeling or you can't decide whether or not to say no or yes to someone, just go with your gut. It's very important. Now, the fourth thing I want to mention about, you know, having problems and setting boundaries. So we said number one, priorities. Number two, communication. Three is your gut. Number four, think about the action, the impact of your action. I just want to let you guys know that when something that has helped, you know, me in to say no is asking what type of impact will this have on myself and others. So if I said yes to a person, will I violate my right? Will this impact me in, you know, and my actions? Will this impact sort of my business, the people that I rely on me, my family? Like, you can't always be a doormat for people to step on you. And that's the thing, right? With this show, Empathy Always Wins, everyone's asking me, Ali, how can you be empathetic and still be a great, you know, high-level achiever? I'm like, you need to be very emotionally intelligent. By being nice doesn't mean you're weak. You just need to know how to navigate that niceness in a way that makes you very, very strong on the backside, but very soft and fluffy on the front side, right? That's kind of what Brené Brown always says, at least, and that's what I love. So that's the fourth thing. Know the impact of your actions and always weigh that in. And number five, do things because they make you feel good, not because you are forced to do something. If you want to say no, if you want to say yes, have that courage to follow what you feel makes you feel good. If spending time with this person outside of work is not going to make you feel good, but it's going to make you get connected to other people and you feel like a fraud for doing it, then don't do it. If you love, love, love meeting new people and that person's just an opportunity for you to meet other people, but you're not really liking spending time with them, but you are loving the fact that you're going to meet new people, that is perspective. That doesn't make you a fraud, but everyone is different. So do things that make you feel good. It's so important, guys, to schedule your downtime and fun activities because that is what keeps you as a high performer excelling. And that, for me, is this chilling with my best friend Mustafa on my balcony talking about life. So do things because they make you feel good. And the sixth thing in setting boundaries is offer an alternative. So if someone asks you something and you don't think you're the right person for it, don't just, you know, no, this isn't the right thing for me, I'm sorry. And, you know, act that type of person where everyone thinks like, oh my goodness, this person's all over himself. Even if he doesn't, isn't able to do it, why doesn't he give me an alternative? So being the nice person, the emotionally intelligent person, you want to almost win people, even if you won't be able to give them something by setting that boundary. Hey, Ali, would you like to come out today? I really miss you and I want to see you and it's been so long and you've been working very hard. Great. I don't feel like going out. I just want to be by myself. So what's the another thing that we can do in following, offering an alternative to setting boundaries? Hey, XYZ, I'm not really feeling great today. How about we do next weekend? I'm sure that I'll have a slot. That wasn't a no, hard no. It was a no, but hey, I can offer something else that could, or another opportunity. Hey, would you be able to help me with my essay? No, I won't have the time or capacity, but here's the thing. I know someone who is great at this XYZ topic. How about I connect you with them? And that means that you are really, really, really setting not just a boundary in a hard way, in a rough way, you're actually helping that person also. And the last way, guys, so we've discussed, you know, priorities, communication, listening to your gut, thinking about the impact of your actions, doing things because they make you feel good, and offering an alternative. Now, the last thing is be direct and firm with your answer. Don't talk people into, you know, don't like kind of circle around people. Just be quick, be clear. Everyone appreciates the hard truth. You can still be kind and firm at the same time. So you might not, your friends not might not appreciate it, but trust me, they will respect it. People might not appreciate you, but they will always respect your decision, and you'll always, and they will always respect your assertiveness in knowing what your boundaries are. So those are the seven things that I wanted to share with you around basically setting boundaries if you're having a tough time. Guys, I hope this episode was one that, you know, would really help you. I would really appreciate it if you give this show a thumbs up. We're not on YouTube. I'm sorry. If you can subscribe to the show, let your friends know about it, and just share it. Let What does that even make sense? There's no such thing in English saying let yourself. Can you please write us a review on Apple Podcasts? That would absolutely make my day. I really appreciate you guys. And I also want to say that this season, for those listening in winter, this is a tough season, especially for me and for many people who, you know, are affected by the sun. Please eat well, drink so much water, set boundaries. Yeah, that's it. But also take care of yourself. I love you so much, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Empathy Always Wins. We'll see you next week, inshallah, in a new episode. But just remember, in life and in business, empathy, it always freaking wins. Let's go.